Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, A Theory of Parenting is proud to present to you information on the World Trade Center. And you can use the citation www.wtcprogress.com. If you wanted to follow us in our information research, you can go to that particular website. There are several others. If you wanted to note the progress of the reformation and the rebuilding of that particular acreage, it's about 16 acres. And after the 9/11 attack, this memorial site was rebuilt to memorialize those who passed away and several other bombings and plane crashes. And they're building an awesome place for the public, and it's also for private use, and it's for transportation and a lot of different things that you'll find out throughout today. So we wanted to just let you know of what has been going on. I had a chance to take the first glimpse, and they had something like a billboard, but it was kind of attached to the fence down at the site itself, and it says, take your first glimpse. So I was able to go to the path walkway and go down into the staircase via escalator, and I was able to see some of the structuring of the new hub and also of the new pathway to Brookfield. Brookfield is a major retail space connected to the World Trade Center. And so it's a state-of-the-art World Trade Center transportation hub there as well. When this is completed in 2015, and there was some information there that said it should be spring 2015, so that's just, we're in the season already, so I guess there will be, momentary delay, if you will. We have about 60 days left in the season, something a little more, a little less, so before summer. So I guess, it should be completed in the season. If not, we're probably behind, and there's still progress. And so we'll have to update you later on that, just in case it's not done by the season. But it said it should be completed by 2015. It says it will serve over 200,000 daily commuters and 1 million of annual visitors from around the world. At approximately 800,000 square feet, the hub, designed for international acclaim, it's designed by a Spanish man, and his name is Santiago Calatrava, and that's Calatrava. And we did some additional research, and we found out that the structuring is about the bones of some of the deceased, and it's also about the white is representation of the bones. The structure itself, the skeleton looking structure and exterior, is about a oculus. And what oculus means a wing-like presence or appearance. And so the hub features the oculus design, which has given the facility a distinctive wing-like appearance. When the oculus is complete, the upper portion of the transportation hub will serve as the main concourse. So it's a multi-level retail and restaurant space, and it's also a, like we said before, a transportation center. So this transportation center will be the center of New York. It will be rivaling the Grand Central Station in size. So Grand Central Station is an awesome place, and I love it. And if you go on to TheoryofParenting.com, you'll see us there. But if you also go to A Theory of Cooking 1 and 2 on Facebook, you'll find a Grand Central Station cupcake with the gold detailing on the chocolate, and it had gold sprinkles, and they have their own cupcake. And because we do A Theory of Cooking, we actually love cupcakes ourselves. And on one of our books at Amazon.com, you'll find that the cover features a cupcake, but it has confetti because we like the primary and intermediate colors. We also like the pastels, that we use in our artwork, and all of our features usually have one or the other. So when we did see them in, some of the earth tones and some of the gold metal tones, it's awesome to see them, also embracing in one of their shops the cupcake and also featuring the Grand Central Station initials. So if you look on our Facebook page, you'll definitely find that. So they're going to be rivaling. So you see, I'm a fan of that, but you also know that I had a chance the other night to go to Brookfield, and I went via the PATH station, so I actually had a chance to go underground and look at the new maps that they have posted and find my way through the bone-like structure that's underground in all white, and it's very calm and soothing under there. And we were able to find our way to Brookfield Mall, which is a high-end a retail store, and I said that before, but it's a new design, and I was pleasantly surprised that the Westville Group had everything to do with it. And I love the Westville stores in Chicago, and I had a chance to visit some of the Westville malls, and this one is it's superior to the Westville Mall that I did have a chance to see downtown Chicago near Madison, but it's very much their style, and it's very classy and distinguished, and we actually love it. I would give thumbs up to both places. I never get thumbs down. Everyone always passes, and this is just another wonderful, you know, idea and grouping of retail stores. Again, you know, it was just an awesome place. You know, it has an awesome, you know, stair centerpiece, circular, at this new hub at the West at the Brookfield store here in New York. So, you know, I want to tell you a little bit more about the World Trade Center Transportation Hub, which is the concourse. Will conveniently connect visitors to 11 different subway lines, the Port Authority Trans Hudson Path Rail System, Battery Park City Ferry Terminal, the World Trade Center Memorial Site, the World Trade Center Towers, which is Towers 1, 2, 3, and 4, the World Financial Center, and the Winter Garden. It will represent the most integrated network of underground pedestrians connected to New York City. Now, another major important point that I did see, and you're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tammy Joyner, and I'm your host for the show. We're talking about the World Trade Center. And if you would like to call in, the phone lines are open. If you would like to email me, we're at joinertammy at yahoo.com. That's no space between the names. And any questions you may have, you can contact me. We'll be happy to assist you. If you call in, we'll send you a gift box or some token from the show with, you know, our promo logo on there. Okay, so I wanted to tell you a little bit more about this transportation hub. It says close by, the transportation hub is the vehicular security center, and the tour bus parking facility has a construction project as well. So what they're going to do is the VSC, again, which is the vehicular security center, will be the checkpoint where vehicles heading to the below-ground space will process through this particular site. And the VSC is currently screening vehicles' deliveries to the World Trade Center site. So this is a precaution, you know, for vehicles. But they seem to be going underground to do this this particular structural investigation. And it says the VSC will be the state-of-the-art security screening checkpoint for all buses, trucks, and cars accessing the World Trade Center site. And it says, and parking facility. And when completed, the structure will reach five stories underground into a basement with connecting ramps leading to the parking and below-ground facility for all of the adjacent projects on the 16-acre World Trade Center site. So it says this is a pretty deep structure as well. It's a 16-acre-wide type situation and acreage, but at the same time, it's going five stories below ground. Even though this is Manhattan Island, it's still an island can still go five stories underground. So that was like an awesome, you know, architectural, you know, point. And I was just like, you know, like, wow, this is everything to know and everything to learn, you know. So I was really happy and excited to know that. And it says, if you want to know anything about the weight, it says the weight of the steel reinforcement bars used in the VSC, which again means the vehicular security center, it says this particular weight is one-tenth of the total weight of the Eiffel Tower. So, you know, the Eiffel Tower is nothing but like almost a structural beaming steel type, you know, structure, you know. And so they said it's one-tenth of this type of weight, just the VSC itself. So that's just where the vehicles will go for checkpoints to see if they're doing, you know, anything wrong or to make sure they have the cargo that they said they would bring in, you know, not some other cargo. So everything is So everything is steady and ongoing with the process. And some things were finished years ago. Some of the main buildings were finished, you know, years ago. Like it says, the main transportation hall is 365 feet long, 90 feet longer than the main concourse of the Grand Central Terminal. West Concourse opened to the public on October 24, 2013. The Platform A opened to the public on February 15th of 2014. So we have a lot of the buildings are already open to the public, and there's much more to learn. So that's our time here for today. I hope you enjoyed our show. There's so much more to learn about the progress of the World Trade Center. My son is doing some research, and we did some things at our site. So if you wanted to check us out at Facebook, you'll find information there. Go to Dear Repairing on Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear the show if you would like to listen again. And also, we have those listed at Facebook as well. And we do thank you for your time and attention to our show. We bring information about different states sometimes to you, so that just because you're home or not, you know, traveling, it doesn't mean that you can't know what's going on in America and stay updated on information that is important to our country, especially after the 9/11 attack. We definitely want everyone everywhere to stay up on what's going on, so that you'll know when they bring news to you how vital that information is and what you should do in case of a emergency international type security type situation. So that's my time, and until next time.